Going after smoking again. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Bill Gates has a new cause. This time it's smoking. He's joining fellow billionaire and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg in a worldwide campaign to get smokers to quit, change the image of smoking, and raise taxes on tobacco products. And I know what the reaction is going to be. Smokers will argue that they are already taxed at insane levels. They're forced to keep 25 feet away from any doorway, which can mean the only way to smoke is to stand in the street and get run over by a cement mixer. And they feel it's piling on. They feel society is depriving them of a choice that they're making with their eyes fully open. Well, let me speak on behalf of society for a moment here. You smokers should be thankful that society is at least keeping smoking legal. We're not turning you into outlaws the way we've done with pot smokers, but in exchange, we just want a chunk of your money, that's all. A chunk of your money so we can use it for the health programs that you've been ignoring and maybe roads and schools that we can't get the non-smokers to pay for. Because lifespans are now edging past 80. Most of you smokers will be lucky to see 60, which means the rest of us will be paying taxes for, 20 years longer than you will? We'll pay way more than we charged you. You see, society is willing to allow you to smoke, but we want not only every penny that's coming to us, but the pennies that would have come to us had you not become a smoker and shortened your tax-paying potential, which is why we plan to raise your taxes even more. In the meantime, can we interest you in a drink? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.